Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Eva Rosenberg back on the show, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Coming up pretty soon, we'll celebrate her 17th anniversary. And she's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy, an outstanding book on small business and tax planning. She is the tax mama. She's an enrolled agent extraordinaire, maybe the greatest enrolled agent of all time in the galaxy, and she's our good friend Eva Rosenberg. Welcome back to the show.
And a good morning to you, Jim. can you be a little enthusiastic about me, please?
I'll try. It's so hard. We've only known each other for a couple of decades. Hey,
really?
Eva. One thing I want to talk about first are some deadlines. Let's get some of the deadline stuff out of the way so we can talk about some of the fun stuff. But these are things, folks, that you need to know. I'll get one kicked off, and then you can take it from there. March 15th, my friends, is the day that you have to file your corporate tax return or your extension. Yes. I will be filing my extension. Go ahead, Eva.
Absolutely.
As I do every year.
So do I. But that's also another deadline for people who want to be an S corporation and are presently a corporation, or want to make the switch in reverse.
So if you're a C and you want to be an S, or an S you want to be a C, you have to do it by March 15th, or you lose your chance for...
Actually, it's the 16th this year.
Okay, because that's the 15th is on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay, but if you don't do it by then, you lose your chance for
you
a year.
You lose your chance for the year, right.
There's no extension on that one, right?
No, not for changing. And once you make the decision to switch one way or the other, you're stuck with it for 5 years. So think about this carefully before you do it. There may be benefits, you know, in the other direction based on where your income level is right now. Or it may just be good for 1 year, you know, and then your income is going to revert to where it's better off where it is.
Well, so, let me throw an example out. I was just noticing something in something I was reading earlier this week. You know, I read about these things, me not having a life and all, Eva, I read about these tax things, but there's some proposals out there for dropping the corporate rates. And it sounded like some of the upper end corporate rates might actually be lower than the upper end personal rates. So I was noticing that, thinking, well, if you're an S corp and you've had a good, you're doing really well, you may want to revert to a C corp to get your rate down.
Well, that's an interesting thing, because right now the highest rates for corporations aren't for the very, very rich corporations. They're for the people in the middle who earn about between $100,000 and $300,000 mm-hmm. or so. They are the ones paying the high corporate rates. So if those rates drop, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you know, you do have to take salary, but if you have the rest of your income coming to you in dividends, they're taxed at capital gains rates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you may be better off doing that and receiving it, even though it
going
looks
to,
like
going to a
taxation.
C and going to a C and paying dividends. And of course, folks, a C corp is, in case you're a little fuzzy about this, a C corp is what's called a regular corporation. All the big companies are all C corps. An S corp is typically a small business. I have an S corp, and that's where you file taxes for an S corp, but the income or losses pass through to the personal return of the shareholders.
Just like a partnership.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
so some of that's beneficial because you don't have the double taxation
mm-hmm.
issue. But the real problem with S corporations is that if you own more than 2% of the company, then you don't get any of the employee benefits. Everything gets super complicated for benefits relating to the owner. And if you switch it
for
to
a C corp.
No, if you switch it to a C corp, or no, the S corporation, that's the problem.
Yeah.
In a C corporation, you could zero out the profits each year using employee benefits and retirement plans if you do the planning.
Right.
So there are some benefits to a C corporation at a certain level, because literally right now, 39% tax rate is only for companies with profits of $100,000 to $335,000, which is where most of us are.
Right. So remember, folks, the deadline on switching from C to S or S to C is the 16th of March. Also, that's the date for filing the return or the extension for your corporation. Coming up in on the the middle of the month, 16th. So check that out. We're going to talk about some 1099 W-2 things that you need to know about after these messages. Stay with us.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.